Right now, we're going to bring Luke Marion onto the program. He's with Mike Gardner and Bella Bola downtown. And Luke, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, do I get this right? Cindy is your wife?
Yes, Cindy's my wife. Yep, Cindy's my wife. We've been married for about almost 5 years now. We're just approaching our five-year anniversary, so I'm a lucky man. But she has the Batchmade Beauty Store, and then we both co-own M.I. Gardner, and then my whole family owns the Bella Bola Pizzeria.
All right, well, tell me about the pizzeria first.
Yeah, so Bella Bola Pizzeria was founded out of just a love for, experiencing new cuisine, and a lot of people have had pizza before, but one of the things that we started realizing is that we wanted to have a different pizza eating experience. We wanted something that was more true to what you find over in Italy, and one of the things that we realized is that in this area, you have a lot of very like New York style pizzerias, but there's not a lot of Neapolitan pizzerias. And so my family and I, we decided that we would open up a brick oven pizzeria, the way that pizzas have been made for hundreds of years. And we'd serve more of a modern twist on classic pizza. And that's been such a fun thing. Not only that, but we offer, they're all fresh ingredients. Italians are known for using fresh ingredients. Nothing is ever frozen or heavily processed, not a lot of preservatives. So it's very, it's very light tasting, very fresh, and it's the way that they've been made for hundreds of years. We also offer salads as well as now we're actually offering an Italian street food sandwich called a panuzzo.
Now that sounds interesting to me. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the panuzzo, it is actually, like I said, it's a classic Italian street food. It was born out of basically born out of necessity, where people would use the old dough that was left over from the night prior, and they would cook it up almost as a flatbread. And what would happen is they would cook it up and make it almost like a pita out of it. So it's like the Italian version of a pita, and it has the same amazing flavor as the pizza dough itself, but it's still fluffy. And they rub it down with olive oil, cover it in garlic powder, and it just smells incredible. And then we stuff it with whatever people want. Traditionally, they would stuff it with green peppers, onions, some Italian sausage, and some basil pesto. But you can put whatever you want in there. You can literally stuff it with anything. One of my favorite toppings is actually chicken, pineapple, mozzarella, and a white Alfredo base. It's incredible. And then I'll drizzle a little bit of our Mike's Hot Honey. That's kind of our signature hot honey that we have. It's actually out of New York. They were based out of Brooklyn, New York, and it's kind of like the new sriracha. And I'll put some of my Mike's Hot Honey on there, and it's incredible.
That sounds really good. That's kind of the way Italian cooking is, isn't it? Whatever was around the house, that's what went into the food?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, a lot of Italian cuisine is based around the family. It's based around sharing, and it's also based around eating fresh and eating what's kind of in season. And so at Bella Bola, what we really try to do is, a lot of like our basil actually comes right from our garden. We grow our own basil. Even in the winter, we actually have an indoor setup where we grow our own basil. That way we're keeping stuff as fresh as possible, keeps the flavor as premium as possible. And one of the things that we really try to hold true is that pizza was not a rich person's food. Pizza was actually food for the peasants. And now, nowadays, that's changed a lot, obviously. But people look for pizza to be inexpensive. Pizza has never been like a high-dollar item. And you see a lot of these high-end pizzerias charging, just insane amounts of money for brick oven pizza. And we said, look, we want to make this accessible to people. And so we've really kept the price true as well to what you find over in Italy, where people might just grab it and go. Because it's never been a rich man's food. It's kind of an every person's food. And that's what we really, really enjoy about it.
Now, where can people find Bella Bola?
Yeah, so they can actually see our whole menu and everything that we do at bellabola.com. And that's just Bella Bola as it sounds, BELLABOLLA.com. and they can see our whole menu there, but they can also find us. We're actually located right in downtown Port Huron, just north of Sperry's, and we're located at 309 Huron Avenue.
All right, now let's talk about My Gardener, because you own that as well. What do you do there?
Yeah, so that was actually my first business that I started back in high school, and we are a full-service garden shop. We have seeds, fertilizer, garden tools. We also have a super knowledgeable staff that can answer any gardening questions you have. And we actually started out on social media. We started out on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And we started just as a way to give people inspiration and information and getting them to grow more food and get connected with, with what real food actually is. And so that's pretty much everything that MI Gardener does. It's an information source as well as a place where people can get products once they feel confident.
So we're in early July here. Am I too late to plant things? Have I missed out on it?
No, absolutely not. It's a very common misconception. Once summertime comes, it actually provides one of the best opportunities to start a garden, because in the springtime, you have a lot of crops that do really well. But as you and I both know, we don't have much of a spring, unfortunately. It's like about 2 weeks before it gets super hot. And things like tomatoes and peppers, those are obviously a little too late for right now. But you can still plant stuff like cucumbers, zucchinis, summer squash. You can even plant a lot of your beets and carrots and pretty much most of your crops, because we have such a nice long growing season that as things warm up, things are going to start growing. But once we get into the cooler months, that's where stuff actually comes into its own. That's actually where it actually is far better to grow in, because the hot weather is not great for plants. Things like broccoli and cabbage, they actually don't like it. So we'll actually plant like a fall garden in August, late August, and we'll get a harvest in like the middle of October. When pumpkins are getting harvested, that's when we're harvesting cabbage and broccoli and more lettuce and kale and things like that. So definitely not too late by any means.
We're talking with Luke Marion, who owns MI Gardener and Bella Bola, and his wife, with wife Cindy, they own Batchmate Beauty. We had Cindy on just a few minutes ago. Luke, there's all sorts of products that people spray on their gardens now. What's safe and what should we be using?
So we always advocate all organic when possible. Obviously, everyone has their own preferences, but when it comes to me and I'm growing food for my family, I want to go as clean as possible. So I would use something like a product called neem oil. It actually comes from the neem seed of the neem tree, very popular over in India. It's actually a fantastic insecticide that does not harm you and your family. It's very, very safe, very gentle. Also, you can even use dish soap, a little bit of Dawn dish soap. We find works really great to kill off things like aphids and whitefly and stuff like that on your plants. But there's a lot of other things that you can be using. They're basically sulfur sprays. So like sulfur or copper sprays, definitely very, very safe, all organic. We ingest sulfur and copper on a daily basis, and so in small quantities, they can be very good to mitigate pests as well as disease on plants. All organic, totally safe, and they're things that won't harm the environment.
All right, great stuff. Luke, thank you very much. Again, tell people where they can find MyR Gardener.
Yeah, so you can actually find the MI Gardener store at 227 Huron Avenue. So we're just down from Bella Bola, so you can stop and get your garden stuff as well as your pizza. But also, you can find us on the web at migardener.com. That's M-I as in Michigan, Gardener. So it's just G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R, migardener.com. And you can see all the stuff we actually sell. We ship right to your door. But if you need any questions answered, you can also check out all of our social media tabs there as well. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Luke, and continued success.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break here.